Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A red flag warning begins at 11 a.m. today and remains in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 90. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 39. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A guilty plea for a Kansas City woman charged with embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from her employer. Brandon Dixon has more.
Jennifer Cabral admitted in federal court that she stole over $306,000 from the bank account of her employer and used those funds for personal use. She did it by accessing the company's accounting software and routing payments to her bank accounts. Cabral faces up to 50 years in federal prison on the bank fraud and money laundering charges. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper found a missing Nebraska man Wednesday morning in Jewell County. The elderly man was going 92 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone and was pulled over after passing a patrol car. The trooper said the man seemed confused and said he was trying to get back to Omaha. The man has Alzheimer's and had been reported missing by his wife the day before in Omaha. The Kansas Highway Patrol arranged for his safe travel back to Nebraska. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's called the Cattle on Feed Report. It's a cattle census of sorts. Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says the March 1st Cattle on Feed Report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year.
The numbers prompted an initial positive reaction in the cattle markets, but Nelson says there are still plenty of variables going forward.
There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Listen again here for more from the voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently signed House Bill 2201, which provides for three new license plates: the National Future Farmers of America Organization, or FFA, the Route 66 Association of Kansas, and Blackout Style. Governor Kelly said not only does this bill streamline issuance procedures for license plates by removing processes that were inefficient and unnecessary, but it also gives Kansans more agency while simultaneously contributing to the state's economic well-being. She said House Bill 2201 is good common sense legislation and a win for all. In addition to authorizing the three new license plate styles, the bill also creates the License Plate Replacement Fund and modifies requirements for the issuance and production of license plates, as well as the documentation requirements for military license plate applications. These changes clean up existing procedures, making the process more efficient for veterans as well as everyday Kansans. The FFA and Route 66 plate sales will directly benefit their respective foundations, and the Blackout Style license plate will incur a $50 fee, which will be directed to the Kansas Department of Revenue to pay costs associated with replacing license plates at the end of their lifespans. Representative for District 125, Shannon Francis, said Kansas's distinctive license plate bills empower Kansans to support organizations they value, with one plate in this bill supporting the Future Farmers of America, an organization that has profoundly impacted generations of Kansans, and FFA plays a crucial role in nurturing leadership skills among youth and preparing them for careers in agricultural science, business, and technology. The Kansas House and Senate moved forward to create a new Kansas Office of Early Childhood, merging three departments that govern child care in the state while loosening regulations for child care providers and providing an opt-out for required child vaccinations. And both chambers passed House Bill 2045, sending the legislation on to Governor Kelly for approval. Governor Kelly said in a statement that this bipartisan legislation is a win for businesses, child care providers, and most importantly, Kansas children and families, as now Kansas's early childhood system will no longer be bogged down by inefficiencies and bureaucratic red tape. She said she looks forward to signing House Bill 2045 as they streamline access to high-quality early childhood services and make Kansas the premier place to raise a family. The bill's passage came over objections from several lawmakers about the lack of a fiscal note and the opportunity to debate. The bill also looks at child care regulations, making changes to allow fewer education requirements for some workers in a child care facility, changing the ratios of the number of adults to children, and the bill changes vaccination requirements, allowing a child's guardian to avoid the immunization requirements if they provide a signed written statement that immunizations violate sincerely held religious beliefs. The bill passed the Senate 30-10 and the House 99-23. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that the popular Sunflower Summer program, which encourages young Kansans to explore and fall in love with Kansas, will return this summer. Designed for Kansas residents and families with school-aged children from pre-K to grade 12, Sunflower Summer will run from July 12 to August 3rd. The program covers admission costs for eligible students and one adult guardian per attraction per season. And tickets can be claimed through the free Sunflower Summer app and are later redeemed at the participating venues upon approval. Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Job said this program is a wonderful opportunity for Kansas attractions to welcome families from across the state. She said Sunflower Summer not only provides free admission to incredible destinations, it strengthens communities by making family adventures more accessible and extends the length of their vacations. Kansas Tourism is also encouraging eligible tourism attractions to apply to be part of this summer season. The application for attractions opened on April 15th and will remain open through April 30th, and participating attractions will be announced in early June. Sunflower Summer has updated venue participation requirements and reimbursement guidelines for the 2025 season, and for important updates, the attraction application, and additional information, you can visit the program's webpage. In Nebraska news, according to the Grand Island Fire Department, a lithium-ion battery left on its charger for several months sparked a house fire on Tuesday morning, and the fire occurred at a single-family home located at 1219 West 9th Street. Firefighters were dispatched to the scene at 8:39 a.m., finding smoke emanating from the dwelling, and upon entering, they discovered an active fire in the living room, which they extinguished within 5 minutes. All the occupants had safely evacuated the home before the firefighters arrived. An investigation revealed that the fire was accidental and electrical in nature after the battery had been left on its charger for approximately 3 to 4 months, leading to overcharging and overheating, and this caused the battery to explode, igniting nearby items. The fire resulted in an estimated $40,000 in damage, affecting both the structure and personal property. However, fortunately, no injuries were reported. 43-year-old Hillary Evert, a former Lincoln Public Schools teacher, pled not guilty and waived her preliminary hearing in Lancaster County Court on Wednesday, and a judge sent the case to district court. Evert, a former teacher at Beattie Elementary School, has been charged with intentional child abuse with no injury, and she has pled not guilty. Court documents allege that she abused three children between August 1st and February 26th. The Lincoln Police Department said Everett put hand sanitizer in their mouths and put bleach water on their hands, and she also guided a child by squeezing his ear and slapping a child in the back of the head. The Lincoln Police Department said the victims, two of whom were nonverbal, were 5, 6, and 7 years old. Everett is scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on May 14th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Included in the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education, Unified School District 211, that was held on April 14th at 7 p.m., Dina Wente moved to accept the retirement of Keith Hauser after 26 years of service as the technology director with much appreciation, effective October 1st, 2025. Jennifer Miller seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Wente moved to accept the retirement of David Stover after 30 years of service as the high school business teacher. Ryan Katz seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Wente moved to approve the resignation of Austin Pugh as the Eisenhower Elementary School second grade teacher for the 2025-2026 school year, Tony Fiscus as the high school social studies teacher and supplemental contracts for USD 211 for the 2025-2026 school year, Lucas Melvin in the high school PE health teacher and supplemental contracts for USD 211 for the 2025-2026 school year. John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Wente moved to approve the nomination of Kelly Thompson as third grade teacher for USD 211 for the 2025-2026 school year, Carson Haynes as third grade teacher for USD 211 for the 2025-2026 school year, Lucas Melvin as the 7th through 12th grade athletic director and junior high principal for USD 211 for the 2025-2026 school year, Logan Katz as the assistant principal at Eisenhower Elementary School for USD 211, Drew Kaysen as the high school business teacher for USD 211, and Jennifer Schoenberger as the school nurse for USD 211, all for the 2025-2026 school year. Kate Spriggs seconded, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Wente moved to approve the transfer of Chris Delamont to the high school PE health for the 2025-2026 school year, Deborah Blank to kindergarten, Angela Melvin to pre-K for the pre-K teacher, Brooke Jensen to the 5th and 6th grade teacher, Zach Dreher to the junior high PE health, for all for the 2026-2025 school year, and Bill Brockelman to district tech coordinator for the 2025-2026 school year. Kate Sprigg seconded the motion, and the motion passed 7-0. Jeremy Hawks presented the 2024-2025 KESA Action Plan to the Board of Education, along with the new CTE courses for approval. A motion to approve consumer and personal finance for the 2025-2026 school year was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. A motion was made to approve career and life planning, intro to education, family studies, human growth and development, foundation of early childhood education, and it was seconded by Jennifer Miller. President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 9:42 p.m. Funeral services for M. Wong Sing Saturn, 63 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Thursday, April 17th, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you will be having macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, and French bread. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork nachos or chef salad with baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hatley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of their pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming west in the morning, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 39 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 54 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. from Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 58. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. It should be mainly before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 61. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 77. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Currently, with fair skies, it is 56 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is southeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.56, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control. Right here in Norton, you can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas Sports Hall of Fame Chairman Jim Dunning Jr. announced the 2025 class on Monday. 10 individuals will be inducted on Saturday, August 2nd at the Washburn University Ballroom. You can purchase tickets for $50 online at kshof.org. The 10 inductees this year include NFL MVP running back, All-State basketball, Kansas State, as well as coaching legend Tim Jankovic, J.C. Lauterbach, sports media icon Bob Lutz, Kendrick Maple, Bobby Randall, Laverne Smith, Deb Tornadin, Clifford Wiley, and Mark Mangiello. Mark was a part of the 2024 class, but he was unable to attend. Instead, he'll be recognized this year as an inductee. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm, brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.